You are listening to KHPT 977 The Bolt, and it is time for Your Care, Our Mission here on The Bolt. And today we are talking with Jen DeWinter, the diabetes educator down at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. And Jen, how are we doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Donovan. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. So I understand you have some stuff prepared for us today about the links between COVID-19 and diabetes, correct?
That is correct. You know, we've been in this pandemic for almost a year now, and we're learning a lot along the way that people who are at most risk for getting COVID-19 usually have some health conditions, and type 2 diabetes being one of those conditions. And so really, this diabetes education program that I offer out here at the Humboldt Hospital can just help patients reduce that risk, learn how to improve their overall management of their diabetes. Really, when someone's diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, really there's a link to typically some heart, kidney, foot, eye concerns that go along with having diabetes long term, or either diabetes that is not very well managed, meaning if you're walking around with elevated blood sugars, an A1C percentage that's higher than 7, you are definitely at risk for really any other illness or infection. All those viruses and bacteria feed off of sugar. And so when your blood sugar is higher than the recommendation, things like COVID-19, pneumonia, influenza, and just getting overall infections can really be problematic for people with type 2 diabetes. So the program that myself and the dietitian that I work with can offer patients with diabetes, we really just want to meet patients where they're at. Maybe you are newly diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. We do help patients with type 1 diabetes also, and maybe gestational diabetes. So those are the types of programs that we offer. And we really just want to help patients, you know, through the education process, let them ask their questions. Hopefully they go away feeling like they've gained a lot of knowledge, which will help them just improve their overall management of their diabetes and reduce all of those risks that come with having high blood sugar. And just, I think, main thing right now, people are worried about COVID-19. And if you can manage those blood sugars and keep those blood sugars in a safe range, you'll definitely reduce your risk of catching COVID. Or if you would come down with it, you know, shorten that time frame of how long you're feeling ill with it, keep you out of the hospital. And that's what Amanda and I, that's our main goal. We just really want to help people overall manage things and just help patients learn it's not all about, oh, I can't eat bread or I can't drink pop. You know, we want to just offer education about what is safe for patients individually and how they can live a long, healthy life with type 2 diabetes.
And of course, I'm sure there are a lot of questions about the program and, you know, each case is different. So if somebody were to have some questions or want to know more about your program, what's a good way to reach out and contact you?
They can call my office directly at 515-332-7643. If I don't answer my phone, just leave a message and I will be able to contact you within 24 hours of leaving me a message. If you forget that phone number, you can always call the hospital main line, 332-4200, and ask for the diabetes center, ask for Jen DeWinter. You can ask for the dietitian, Amanda Toole. Either of those avenues will get you to me and we can talk diabetes.
All right. Really appreciate your time here today. Anything else before we let you go?
No, just if people, I think we want people who are concerned about getting the COVID vaccine to just be in touch with our social media, our Facebook pages, and public health. We are trying to get information out as quickly as possible. We really appreciate the community's patience as we go through this. We're all in this together, and we hope to get that next phase of the vaccine up and running. So just look for communication from the hospital on our social media, newspaper, radio, all of those avenues.
All right. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much, Jen.
Thank you, Donovan.